Hello.
Oh, hi, Ruth Ann.
Hi.
Hi, it's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. So I was just following up regarding the account and the past due balance. I know you wrote in something about wanting it on hold.
Yeah, I had told them, well, I had actually told them from, I think it was January or the beginning of February, that I would not be able to continue at this moment, and I would call and let them know when I would be able to.
I see. Okay. So I think what the problem is and why there is a past due balance is that recorded phone call from January 20th at 3:28 Pacific time was you calling in, speaking with Ivan, and you requested a 2-month hold because your card was compromised.
Yeah,
and they placed the account on a hold, and then they notified you that it will automatically renew again on the 22nd of March, and an email went out to you a week prior letting you know that it would automatically renew. Okay, so in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you did agree to an automatic renewal each month on that date. So I don't have a way to cancel or put the account back on hold with a past due balance. So the good
okay,
news
well, as
is
soon as I get the funds, then I will have to call y'all with it because that's why I called in. So I guess, but I had told him initially that I wanted to put it, don't put it on hold because of my card. And he was like, oh, well, whatever he said. So that's probably where the misunderstanding from my part came in as well. So I misunderstood what he said as well. So.
I see. Okay.
It would automatically redo on. Like I didn't know that I had to call back in. Does that make sense?
Right.
I didn't know I had to call back in and say, "Oh, guys, I still don't have my card. Please wait." So.
So I want to give you an option, Ruth Ann, because right now you're past due for $249. On April 22nd, it will be past due for $498. That will continue to reoccur until this settles. I definitely don't want that to happen to you, especially if things are tight right now. So your program does include $100.
Anyway, I'll find the money. No, don't worry, but I'll just try to find the money because I can't write something. Nope. So what are my options? This is like stressful. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to tell you, your program includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. So if you wanted to, I could take those off, and that would reduce the past due balance to $149. And a lot of people
yeah,
will
do
that if they're in a tight spot. Yeah, because that would save you at least $100. And then, you know, you could always call back and put those Facebook ads on later if you wanted to.
Okay, so just, yeah, let's do that, and then we'll have to find the funds.
Okay, let me take this off here, and then have you seen the website that we built for you or anything like that?
Yeah, I saw it. I did see it.
You did, okay. Okay, great. Yeah, because you're right on the cusp of where this is going to explode and get your phone ringing and bring you a lot of business, because when you signed up with us, we did disclose in the terms that first page placement typically takes 30 to 45 days. You called in and put the account on suspension at the 30-day mark. So right when you were on the cusp of having everything come to full fruition, all of that programming kind of halted. But the good news is once this reinstates, they're going to catch up on all of the active programming updates that were missed out on, and you're going to start seeing tremendous results.
Can you hold on one second, please?
Yes, go ahead. Take your time.